This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, though, we're joined by a Steelers wideout, been banged up, hurt his shoulder, and almost left the Steelers. We weren't sure what he was going to do. He went back for the one-year deal. He got hurt, I believe it was week five, and that is Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today, bud?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. How you feeling physically, first of all? Where are you at physically?
I'm good, man. This is actually my 6 weeks being in the brace, so I got out of the brace. I'm, you know, doing mobility stuff, moving around, doing cardio, which is nice. You know, kind of get my mind going.
Do you think you're going to be able to come back this season or no?
Nah, I'm out for the season. It's not possible. Unless we end up in the Super Bowl and the doctor gives me okay.
Yeah. I know that's frustrating, especially because, you know, you're in your prime and you feel like the season's all ahead of you, and all of a sudden you're sitting back watching someone else do your job, and it kind of sucks. What have you noticed from afar? It feels like, you know, the Steelers have some games where they look good, other games they look a little bit lost. Obviously, Big Ben going down with COVID didn't help a little bit. What do you see when you watch your current team?
You know, I see a lot of things. You know, we have a lot of young guys. I came into this team, you know, where it was, you know, a vet team, you know, that O-line, that running back, everybody was a vet, and I was a young guy, and, you know, these new offensive guys that are coming into this team is like, you know, that new O-line, and Ben's like the only vet guy, so, you know, we're making it work. You know, I think there's a lot of guys, a lot of skilled players, a lot of talent we have and that we're working with, and, you know, we're just one play away, you know, from winning the game and, you know, making the big turnaround.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, with Ben being the only veteran guy out there, how hard is that for him? I mean, when you were young, he was, I mean, in his prime and, you know, made all of you guys look good with you and AB, et cetera. I think even Le'Veon was there for a minute. But how hard do you think this is on him? Have you talked to him about how, you know, this has been a struggle a little bit?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, man. I mean, it's really tough, man. You talk about, you know, a young team coming in, and you got to deal with, you know, different personalities, you know, let alone you got to deal with, you know, our group, the receiver group, you know, they call us divas. So, like, you know, he's dealing with those guys. He's dealing with, you know, a center that, you know, only played center for, you know, 10 games, maybe 8 games in college, you know. Kendrick Green is a guy who's new for him. So their relationship is, you know, getting stronger. So, but I think he handled it pretty well. I think how he handles it is really great. In our locker room, he has all of us kind of like near him. So he's doing a great job of it.
So we're talking to Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Listen, a lot of things have changed. When you first burst on the scene in 2017, it was really, for a couple of years, a two-team race. And now all of a sudden, you look in terms of the division, Juju, now you look at the North, and I know that, you know, Baker's a little bit banged up, and, you know, he's getting into it a little bit with the fans. That's been a story that Tiki and I will hit a little bit later. But the Bengals have enjoyed a nice renaissance with Joe Burrow. The Ravens, obviously, even when Lamar doesn't play, they still find a way to win. Like, this division has gone from a two-team, you know, race to, in essence, wide open. Very different from when you first came in the league, right? I mean, it's totally flipped.
Yeah, it's totally. You know, we were always, you know, the Steelers and Baltimore were always the two teams to just dominate, you know, the AFC North. And now, you know, you fast forward and we look at today's football, it's like, you know, it's anybody's ball, you know. All right, you know, since he's doing great with Chase and Barrow, You talk about, you know, Lamar Jackson and them winning, like you said, them winning a game without, you know, their quarterback and, you know, getting healthy, getting right for AFC North football. And then you see Cincinnati, a team that we, you know, we lost to, then that we're gonna play again this upcoming week. You know, like I said, it's anybody's game, anybody's ball. You know, it's a strong division, man. I'll tell you that.
It is. Let me ask you something, Juju. Now, I'm in my home office. I've got a trophy that is, I mean, it's close to the Lombardi trophy. It is a sweet, Tiki seen it. It is a massive fantasy football trophy. It's dope, right? And one of the reasons it's in my office is because of you in your second year when you went absolutely bonkers. And what I want to know, and what I think football fans really want to know, quite frankly, whether they're Steeler fans or just football fans who follow every Sunday, what do you need to do to get back to being the Juju Smith-Schuster from a couple of years ago, who was one of the best players in the game? Admittedly, and I'm not trying to come at you sideways, but it's been a rough stretch for you. How do you get back to what you were?
With that, man, I mean, dude, honestly, man, this season, I went from, you know, having, you know, the luxury of having been, you know, a vet quarterback like that year two, and then he got hurt that year. Then I played with Mason. Then kind of came back. Kind of like, you know, my position kind of changed, you know, being how unselfish I am. You know, instead of playing outside, I went inside. And I was like, look, you know, we're drafting Chase. We're getting Deontay. Like, I think if it works, it works. Whatever I can do to help the team. And that's my role, you know. And I still was putting up the numbers that I wanted to, and I still won it. And it was fine. And then coming into this offseason, like, I had a great offseason, very, like, to the tee. And then coming to the season, you know, getting hurt and unfortunate. And like you said, being in a position where, you know, I can't play football for this year, you know, it sucks. So, I knew that if I came back here to play with Ben one more time, like, I was going to have, you know, the year that I wanted. And that's the reason I made that decision to come back. But, you know, things happen, man. It's part of the game. You know, injuries happen. So, you know, I live with it. And, you know, getting back to that is where I want to get to, you know. And that's just the fire in my heart every day. You know,
No, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned the signing for a 1-year deal. I think it was back in March you signed that deal, and so it's over. Obviously, after this season, what do you have any idea what you're planning on doing for 2022?
I can't really say. I mean, as of right now, it's, you know, just being around the team as much as possible, and, you know, helping out, and, you know, just kind of like go through this season, and, you know, I let the man upstairs handle it, let my agent handle it, and we just go from there.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. All right, you're working with Snickers. They launched the Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year. Oh, that's cold-blooded, man. And it's going to reward one fan with two tickets to a Super Bowl if they share some examples of rookie mistakes. Tell us about this a little bit. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I hate to be the rookie that gets called out, but hey, it happens with rookies, right?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Snickers obviously started this campaign, Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year campaign, and, you know, they brought it to my attention. I wanted to be a part of it. You know, I can say that, you know, my young self, you know, coming in at 20 years old, I had so many rookie mistakes, you know, leaving, coming out with two left gloves, two right gloves, mismatch, or even leaving, you know, my dinner after the game and going home without food. So many times I had rookie mistakes, but like you just say, you know, Snickers are going to reward the fan with two tickets to the Super Bowl 56. And I was actually able to break down one of the videos, actually like last week or a couple weeks ago, a rookie fan's video, and it's so funny. You can check it out on my IG. And having the opportunity to do that is really cool. And then to submit a rookie mistake and learn more, fans can head to SnickersRookieMistakes.com to follow along with socials using hashtag SnickersRookieMistake.
We know he's all over the socials, Teak. He loves that TikTok stuff. What was the last TikTok video that you dropped there, Juju?
I just dropped one Sunday Night Football. Actually,
nice.
Pretty good.
Nice. I gotta go check it out now.
Well, hey, by the way, so we know Tiki's brother Rondé knows Mike Tomlin really well, and by extension, Tiki knows him. And anytime it's come up a couple times over the years, well, maybe it's time for, I'm talking from the fans' point of view, maybe it's time for the Steelers to maybe go in a different direction. The messaging is not as received, or, you know, it's a little stale. I don't subscribe to that. I would tell you if I did. I really like Mike, and I really respect Mike. What is it, though? He has been there a long time, and a lot of people think there's an expiration on the voice and the message. What is the vibe? What is the connection still with Tomlin in the locker room, even though there's been some ups and downs this year? Is it still as strong as it used to be, Juju?
Yeah, man, dude. The Steelers, man. Like, they're very old-fashioned, traditional, in a sense of that, you know, for me, how I look at Coach Tomlin, I look at Coach Tomlin as, like, a coach, father figure, so many different things. You know, I look at him like I don't want to disappoint him. You know, it's like one of those things that, you know, he just gives that aura, you know, in our room. You know, like, we just go out there and we just win. And that's just the point-blank factor. And by any means, I don't care who you are, what you bring to the table, where you came from, if you're on the Steelers team, you know, we just win. And that's what we know. I mean, he has a winning record, you know, of all, you know, his coaching. That's why he's been here for so long, and that's why the Steelers don't assume they don't change different coaches, because of just the tradition. And, you know, everything he told me as a rookie, he still preaches now. And mm-hmm. when we were 11-0, he's still preaching the same thing when, you know, our record now. So,
yeah.
Coach Tomlin, I mean, USC tried to go get him. Let's be honest. He tried, but it didn't work.
Hey, well, you know, since you bring that up. Juju, since you bring that up, I don't think you're involved in it at all, but who do you want to see become the head coach out of USC?
Yeah. I mean,
they haven't been dope since you were out there, right?
Dude, I would really like a Southern coach.
Yeah.
I would really like a Southern coach. Come to the West Coast with that power, with that recruit and all that. I think that'd be really cool for us in the organization.
I think I'm going to need a little more specific than that, Mr. Schuster. I need a name, buddy.
Is there anyone that you want to come?
Give me names, bro. He's holding out, Teak.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer.
There we go. That's what I'm saying. Well, listen, man, get yourself healed up, dude. It's you know, it's never fun to see a player, you know, just burst onto this the scene and then get derailed with injuries. So get the body right, get the mind right, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's somewhere else, you're in mid-20s, still a young guy. Looking forward to seeing what you get when you get back on the field. Thank you, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, Tiki, bro, big fan, man. I love playing with you, man, bro.
I appreciate you, Juju. Good luck to you, brother. Be good, man.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.